team that's been doing that, it's no wonder why they're top of the ladder, is the Port Adelaide Footy Club, and one of their stars, Ollie Wines, has been good enough to join us. Ollie, welcome. It must be nice up at the top of the ladder.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, no, it is nice. We've been able to do some things right to this point of the year, and we're going to look to continue them on.
Well, we're enjoying the way you're playing, Ollie. As you would have heard us discussing, there has been a couple of low points as far as the spectacle of the game is concerned. You haven't been involved in one of these games, but you've been involved as a couple of absolute rippers, including the game against Brisbane the week before.
Yeah, for sure. We pride ourselves on being a team that plays with flair and sort of makes things up as we go, and that sort of leans towards scoring a bit more. So we have been able to score a few more, and we've probably come up against opponents at this stage who have really good attacks. So the games we've been involved in are quite high scoring. A few of them have been probably really good defensively for us. We've kept the opponent not too many goals. So yeah, we're going along all right.
Ollie, you say that, quite high scoring and attacking, but gee, you're playing a finals type brand of footy. You spend most of your time in your forward half, and your contested footy is really strong as well. You must be feeling confident as a group moving forward in this season, particularly now you get to go home after 6 weeks in the hub.
Oh, definitely. You summed up our style of play really well there. We pride ourselves on being a front of half team, keeping the ball, if not inside our forward 50, inside our forward half, which creates a lot of pressure on the opponent's defence and leads to a lot of scores. So our pressure at stoppage and around contested situations is giving our defenders a really good look at the ball to intercept. And then we've got a lot of creative guys throughout the midfield and forward line who can sort of take it inside 50.
You must love kicking it towards Charlie Dixon. I know he only kicked one on the weekend. You had 9 individual goal kickers, but he's just a presence, isn't he, down there now? Whenever he's near the footy, you just feel like something's going to happen as a group.
Yeah, certainly. He's in tremendous form at the moment. And probably the one thing he also does, if he's not marking it, he's got the ability to draw 2 or 3 defenders to him, which let other guys like Todd Marshall or Justin Westhoff, who are 200 centimetre forward, lets them jump at a ball, usually one-on-one with a defender undersized. So if he's not kicking the goals, he's sort of creating chances with just the attraction that he draws.
Ollie, how would you view your own form in the last few weeks?
I've been a bit up and down. I haven't played too much football over the last 12 months. Had a number of shoulder surgeries, which has sort of held me back. But looking at all the things that we strive ourselves on as a team in our pressure and hustle around the ball, I think I'm doing well. I think that it's sort of a new style of play that the whole AFL is getting used to at the moment, a bit less around contested and stoppage situations. So still coming to terms with that a little bit, but building into the season.
Hey, Ollie, we've just been talking about all the Victorian teams now being based in Queensland in the hubs for the rest of the season, it looks like. What did you find the biggest challenges to be in the hub?
Yeah, look, we had a really good experience as a team up there. I think the biggest thing to start with is making sure you win up there. Winning creates the mood, I guess, for your footy club around the hub for the week. And we were able to win all our games except the last one, which we were flying out the next day anyway, so it didn't have a big impact. Apart from that, look, it is a challenge. I think most of Queensland teams, from my understanding, are actually having to do their 2 weeks quarantine at the resort, which is a different kettle of fish to us. We had the ability to leave in the first 2 weeks, so that will be tough. But look, I think the players are more than equipped to be able to survive up there. They've got everything the AFL supplied them with to make their lives more comfortable, and it's a sacrifice, I guess, the playing group is going to have to make to keep this season going.
Tom Rockliffe is a pretty high-profile recruit. Was not brilliant in his first year, better last year, but he's been dropped early in the piece. That must have been a pretty difficult pill for him to swallow.
Yeah, certainly. We know the player of Rock's calibre was a really big highlight getting to the club, and we've got utmost confidence in what Rock can do for our team, and he knows what he's got to work on, and we've got no doubt he'll get back into the team. Look, we've got a obviously a different situation than normal years this year with no reserves footy and yep. People trying to get games without playing reserves. So he's so willing to do what he needs, and we've got no doubt he'll be back in the team soon.
Would you support an increase in interchange under the current system where everybody's having a reasonably normal break between games, and would you like to see one if it was shortened to a 4 or 5 day break?
I'm not too fussed at the moment. I think the AFL's made the change of the smaller quarters to take into account maybe cramming more games in.
Yep.
The feedback from our playing group, I think we'd speak about it a bit. The games do feel really short. It is only, I guess, 4 minutes of time each quarter that we're missing out on, but you do notice the games are shorter and you're probably not as fatigued and sore after games. So whether it is necessary to increase interchange or whatever they're thinking, I think personally they've got it right at this stage. And if we are having to cram extra games in short amount of time, I think it can survive.
Just from a physiological perspective, I'm not sure there's a real line through why we've had a few hamstring injuries, because some are in the early parts of the game, some are mid-game, some are at the end of the game. And if you shorten the games as we've done and then you add in extra interchange, you're just allowing people to be so much more ballistic. So you may end up doing the damage because you're running faster for longer.
Yeah, you stumped me there. Might have to talk to one of our sports science guys, but yeah, fair point. I think with the decreased game time, it does increase the intensity. And
have you noticed that?
Big KPIs, as in,
have you noticed the increased intensity? Like, we're getting a lot of syndesmosis issues, and for mine, that's because of the intensity they're tackling.
Yeah, for sure. One of our big KPIs is a certain amount of distance in a certain speed band of running, and we're still maintaining that despite sort of having decreased quarter time. So I think not being out there for so long creates a better environment to get high speed running. So I think that may be a reason leading towards it.
We're going to see you go head to head with Paddy Cripps this weekend?
Yeah, possibly. Look, I dare say I'll be on him at one stage. We like to have sort of a team mentality as a midfield group. If we come up against an opponent as classy as Paddy Cripps, we sort of like to go at as a team. So whoever gets him at one particular stoppage may have the job for a couple of stoppages, and then it swaps over. I think we've got a lot of confidence in each other to get anyone done, whoever it is. So I'm sure it'll be a team job.
You've sung the song more than anybody this year, Ollie, not you personally, but your club. When we get through this COVID-19 drama that we're having at the present time, and you've got the capacity to go back to singing the song with your arms around each other, do you think you'll do that, or do you think that the clapping has become so successful and so popular that you might just maintain the COVID-19 style?
I don't mind what we're doing at the moment. Yeah, I'm loving the clapping. And, yep. We've even got some guys who talk themselves up as dancers and say they're going to get in and start yep. dancing in the middle.
I'd like to see that.
Once we see that, that'll be pretty impressive. But, yeah, no, I'm loving the clapping at the moment.
Yeah, what about Kenny? He didn't have many dance moves in the middle on Sunday.
Nah, he didn't have many at all, but he was very excited to win that game, the one that got him to AFL Life membership. So it was good to get him in the middle and see that emotion.
Ollie, thanks for coming on. Good luck against the Blues and good luck against Cripps.
No worries, guys. A pleasure.